The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Welcome to my show. I'm Jules, and I'm still in beautiful Southern California. Okay, the last few weeks have been rather intense with energy transmissions from Eric Altman and Joe Dunning. And tonight's not going to be any less intense because I have Marie Diamond on, and she's going to be talking about moving the stagnant energy from your home office or your actual office or your living environment. Anywhere that you may be having issues, she can help you. You may remember the name Marie Diamond from the DVD and book, The Secret. So stay with us as we continue to play with the energy right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
In all the years of doing Law of Attraction cruises, I've never been more excited about the one coming up in December 2012. Not only is it going to be an incredible vacation, and not only will you experience transformational workshops, but we are going to have a chance to experience a once-in-many-lifetimes event. We're headed to the island of Cozumel, featuring a trip to the Mayan spiritual ruins, where the phenomenal Lee Harris will be doing a channel right on sacred grounds. We'll be on this Mayan land just days before the end of this 5,000-year cycle, signifying the beginning of the golden age of peace and abundance. Join Lee Harris, Constance Arnold, and me, Jules, on the trip of a lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com to get more information. Join us in our celebration of higher consciousness. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Okay, we are back. You know, I've received so many wonderful emails about the changes you have experienced from all these energy shows. I've got to tell you that I've been doing Eric's Thursday night energy session, and I am really amazed on what has happened to me. I feel like my heart's intelligence has opened to the fullest and that I'm beaming all of this energy out to the world. It kind of reminds me of the movie E.T. and the Heartlight. You know, I kind of look like E.T. now, but with a little bit more hair and maybe a little blonde in there as well. But it's been exceptionally powerful. And with this heart's intelligence within me, I've discovered some newfound things that I really want to share with everybody. You know, it's my desire that all of the listeners use this energy to make their lives easier, to remove the emotional baggage, to just start feeling good so that we can create from a place that feels great. Energy surrounds us and empowers us, so it's ours to do with. My wish for you is not only to enhance your life, my hope is that you will join with me to send a clear and effective message to the world collectively. And this message is, mankind must now put an end to all threats of war and to war itself. we must now put an end to the enslavement of people through financial tyranny, not only in our country, but all countries. We must now come into our power by acknowledging that we can take our power back and that we are now, as of this very moment, collectively creating an abundant and prosperous nations on our planet. Each nation is abundant and prosperous. Each person in their nations are abundant and prosperous. We stand in our own power of creation. Today, the world is a better place because we know we can create it that way. We want the best for the citizens of the world, for we are all one. We are all connected. And when you play with energy for yourself, well, play with it for the rest of the world and the well-being and health of our planet. So always send love, peace, and harmony to the planet, all the nations, its citizens, your environment, and yourself. Remember to take back our power to create the golden age of peace, harmony, abundance, and prosperity. Today, you and I, together, are creating a happy and joyful world. Thank you for allowing me to share that message with you. Now, I am thrilled to be bringing you all these wonderful people. As I've mentioned in the past, they are being delivered to me. I literally have stopped planning my shows, and I let it come about by what the collective consciousness wants and what the universe is bringing to me, which, by the way, could be one and the same. Now, last week, our new website didn't exactly pop up, but it will, not to worry. In the meantime, please go to our Law of Attraction Radio Network Facebook page and like us. It's there that we can let you know the status of the new site. And remember, when the new webpage comes up, please sign up for our newsletter. And I'm going to send you a hypnosis MP3 instant download on success. And yes, I have built energy into every single word. Now, for those of you who are already on our newsletter update list, don't worry. I'm going to be sending you the success MP3 as well, especially those who came last week expecting to see a new site. So I will be sending that to you, but I do hope you'll come back and see all the fun and the new lineup. So let's get on with tonight's show with Marie Diamond. Just to let you know, Marie has her own show on Law of Attraction Radio Network, and it airs every Sunday from 1 p.m. Pacific or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 9 p.m. in the UK. And you can listen and communicate with Marie through the computer. All you have to do is go to lawofattractionradionetwork.com, find Marie's host page, and it has all the info on where and when to call. Call her directly. I can guarantee you, with the answering of just one question, as she reads your energy, it's going to affect your life. She is that powerful. And besides that, she's an absolute delight to talk to. So with that, let the show begin. Welcome, Marie, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, I'm so delighted to be with all your listeners, Julie. Very excited.
Marie, let's talk about you before the movie, The Secret, because I really want people to get to know the real you. When did you discover the Law of Attraction in Feng Shui?
Well, I was actually very early on with this. I was seven when I, for the first time, was aware of the Law of Attraction, as I had a spiritual master that shared with me that if I wanted to receive what I wanted, I had to visualize it. And he always asked me to draw everything I wanted on a paper and then repeat it over and over and over again. It's like almost making a vision board by drawing what I actually was desiring. And you know, at that time, I was desiring to create a happy home because my family was not in a happy place, right? And so I was creating all the time a home with a family and sunshine and flowers and birds and just, you know, all the time over and over and over again. Now, I didn't see a lot of results at that time. It actually became worse Then I had an interesting breakthrough. When I was 9, I actually, there was a problem with my oldest brother. He went off, got married without consent of the family. And so I was actually drawing over and over again that he would be together on the Christmas table and shaking hands with my father. And, you know, and I used 5 colors that are specifically 5 colors of the quantum wheel of colors we're using to connect in with the universe. And I was drawing it over and over again. And a few weeks before Christmas, he actually sent me up to celebrate a Children's Day. My brother sent up 5 lollies in the 5 colors I've been drawing. And so I knew that somehow what I've been sending out was received and I got it back. And exactly happened. They shaked hands on Christmas. They had a wonderful Christmas party and everything came to peace. So it was a wonderful experience for me that as I was visualizing it and being happy while I was drawing, because I love drawing, you know, a good feeling about it, that it really manifested. So that's actually when I knew for the first time, it does work.
Well, what were the colors? What are the colors?
Okay,
that
the color I was using first was aqua blue, and aqua blue stands for clarity in the universe. It's one of the quantum colors. Violet was the color for letting go and forgiveness. I was using the color rose for love and support, the color yellow for wisdom, and the color citrus green for revealing the truth. And so, because that all kind of worked with what was going on at that time in my life. And so I always suggest to people is like, if you have children, you know, let them draw what they are really imagining their goal to be or their dreams to be. And it's much more powerful than finding some images somewhere and stick it on a vision board.
Yeah, right. I listen, I'm a faithful listener to your show on Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that you can tune into people's energy. Have you always known that you're intuitive like that?
Yeah. I was really born that way, and I always saw energy around people, you know, the chakras, the aura field. I thought that everybody could see it the same way as I was, but I figured quite fast out that it was not true, and that I could say things about people and knew if people were lying or were telling the truth. And so that energy was very there since I remember as early as 2 years old. And but I kind of had to learn how to deal with it, and I learned to deal with it through meditation. I was meditating since I was 7, and I was tuning in to people, and it's also the energy of homes. I can come into a home and just tell what's going on there. Of course, as a feng shui master, you know how to calculate and analyze a home based on the feng shui principles. But I've always been able to just tune in to people. And that's part of, you know, the work I'm doing on a consulting level for businesses and people, just really mentoring them. And I've always been able to see past experiences, things that sometimes they forgot about, and then when they checked it out, it was there, or things about a house that happened, and then they checked it out in the newspapers from before, and they found exactly what I described. And so even from what we call past lifetimes, and understanding for people, oh, that's why I'm acting this way, I'm feeling this way, I'm thinking this way about the person. And then we do the release work, and as we're releasing it, things are magically changing, and people can move forward in their journey.
Wow. I have actually experienced your wisdom on the show, and I want to talk about that in just a minute. But I'm not sure all the listeners realize that you are actually the mentor for many of the teachers who are in The Secret.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because in 2002, I actually moved to America. From a little country called Belgium. And within 2 weeks, I was actually starting to mentor the first person in The Secret called Marcy Shymoff. Mm-hmm. And from there, I was able to be the advisor of Jack Canfield and John Gray and Bob Proctor and also Rhonda Byrne and the publishing company owners and managers. And so I've been very You know, sometimes people call me laughingly the secret behind the secret, because I'm a common factor between many of them. And of course, there are some teachers I don't know personally, and that later on, you know, I was able to support them in their spiritual journey.
Wow. Well, I'm so honored that you're on the network. But I've got to tell everybody what happened to me when I called into your show, and I disguised my name, but then I discovered everybody knows my voice, so they knew it was me.
But I didn't, Julie.
But I had asked you a question about my new office, and because I was confused, but I knew from your website that I had a law of attraction number 4, which meant that my success corner is north, which is great. And that is such a terrific feature that you have on your website. But I have my office in the north, but my desk was facing the east, and the entrance to my office faced south. So I was confused as to where to place my desk. And you said, place it facing the door, my power position. Well, I did that, yeah. And I was so amazed that within a day, everything was changing. The expansion of the network started. Things were just going. I mean, it's like I'm still pinching myself for that incredible advice that literally changed my life. Now, it's amazing how shifting my desk can change the energy of the entire place.
Yeah. Now, it's really interesting because, you know, when you want to be the queen of your building, of your office, of your business, or the king if you're male, then you have to set yourself up in that room as how the queen or king would sit. You know, a queen or a king would never sit with their back to the door, because if they would do so, you know, they are not protected. And before they know it, you know, somebody can come in and you know, kill them, right? And so, so, you know, one of the principles of feng shui is always that you need to see the incoming flow. Now, it's possible you're saying, well, nobody's coming through the door. I said, well, you are, right? You're coming in and out the door all the time. And so people said, no, I want to look outside the window. I said, but you are not coming through the window, are you? You know, who is coming through the window are people that are burglars. So, you know, you have to imagine, even if you have a virtual world or a virtual business, is that the door is where human beings are coming through. And so you need to see the door, because when you see the incoming flow, you see the opportunities that are out there in the world. And that meant that before you changed your desk, you didn't see the opportunity. You didn't see that business partner coming your way, right? And the moment you shifted that, if something shifts in your subconscious experience and in your conscious experience at the same time, where suddenly you see what is possible. You become the queen of your business. And the queen of your business means you have all the people around you, the team, the financial support, everything that you need to come your way. You know, with your back to the door, you know, people can be backstabbed, it can be gossiped. It can be, you know, opportunities that just are passing on to perhaps someone else next to you. And I remember the first time I really experienced that, I was a lawyer at that time and I was working in a law firm. And they gave me the position sitting in a desk and with my back to everybody passing behind me. Now, everyone else was sitting in a parking, seeing the flow, the hallway, and I was with my back to the door. Found out, you know, every 3 months somebody else was in that space, because you know, after 3 months you felt so strange and everybody was always gossiping about me, and like, you know, projects I wanted to have, they passed by to the next person, to the next person, and I was really frustrated. So then I said, you know, let me use the position principle. I turned around and I said to my I'm changing my desk around. I said, well, you can. I said, well, I have to. And I just didn't listen to him, and I changed my desk around. And suddenly he noticed me, because I could notice him. I could see him. So he was responding, and people started stopping with gossiping and saying things behind my back, and people respected me more. And that's where I really felt how important that was. And within 3 months, I was gone from that place, but because I had a promotion, not because I was fired like the previous people. Yeah. So it's really an interesting piece because in what I share with you, in the law of attraction, there are actually three aspects to the law of attraction. The first piece is what most people in the law of attraction are talking about, and that's how you have to think, how you feel, how you act. You know, your human experience, you know, you need to think a certain way and feel a certain way by things, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Chinese, another aspect. And the other aspect is your spiritual connection. You need to connect in with your divinity, your soul, your spirit through meditation, through spiritual or religious practice. Now, a lot of people are doing that too, so that's really great. Now, each aspect is about one third of results. Now, what I found out pretty early on, because I already did my spiritual aspects and I did already my human aspects of law of attraction, is that my environment was working against me. So when I was 15, everything really collapsed. I had, you know, a near-death experience. I was in coma. And so things went really bad. I was bullied. I had no friends. So I was really, really lonely. And what happened was that my environment was actually working against me. And so when all this happened, I talked to my son and said, what do I do wrong? I do the law of attraction, just as you said. He said, yeah, but you have bad feng shui, Marie. And I'm like, what does that mean? And he says, like, well, your room is telling a different story than your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. And indeed, my room was talking about being a top model, you know, and wanted to be a role model. And I was a perfect teenager. To be honest, parents everywhere would have loved me. I was a perfect teenager. And but, you know, perfect teenagers don't get friends, right? So they don't get love in their life, right? And so as I changed, I went to another room, painted things differently. I put other images up. And within 2 weeks, I had my first love. The bullies became my friends. You know, suddenly I became a popular girl, and I was still doing great at school and being a great role model and being a great girl for my daughter, for my parents. But I shifted something in myself because I used the law of attraction of my environment, your home, your bedroom. And so that's 33% of the results. As you experienced, Julie, that and shifting something in your environment, suddenly there were channels opening up that you were not able to get through it because it was 33% you were not using. And so that's what, you know, from the secret experience, you know, she was stuck. You know, things were not moving forward with the secret. And she was using the secret, right? And because of that, I said to her, you know, let's do your apartment. She was sitting the wrong direction, the wrong images, the secret book, you know, that was not the book, the DVD at the time was in the wrong place. So we changed everything around, and suddenly all these things started magically happen because her thoughts, her feelings, and her actions were finally aligned with the first place where you need to manifest something. And the first place where you manifest something is your home, of course, right? And so then I met the publisher. And the publisher company was in deep problems on all levels, financially and so on. So I did the feng shui, and suddenly they changed, and many wonderful things happened. And I put them together, and you know, there we got the secret book. So in a very difficult position, but after the feng shui, they actually were able to become successful and wealthy because of the right alignment with their environment.
And this might be the perfect time to remind everybody to go to mariediamond.com and look for the law of attraction number. This number really does provide you with all the essential information, feng shui information, and law of attraction information that can really help you. What I really liked about that law of attraction number is that it said I was a manager. Mm-hmm. I'm not a teacher. I am really a manager. Hence the reason why I am the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Yes.
And it's so phenomenal how right on target. And I know I had more than one person say, how does she know that? It's so right on target.
Well, it's really not something I know. This is information that more than 4,000 years ago, the feng shui masters of that time found that based on how your soul came on this planet, your birthday, that actually there are 9 archetypes of your journey in the law of attraction. And they call I call it the law of attraction because it's actually you start understanding what is the soul purpose, what is your life purpose that you attracted to fulfill in your life. And you are the manager. So you are here to manage people. And that's your life purpose. Now, mine is to be the mother, right? And to be taking care of people. And to work with the female energy of the planet. Well, you know, I'm a feng shui master, so that's really taking care of people, homes. I love to mother people. I love to, you know, I love to be with my children, and I see everyone as my child in a way. So that's really typically me, but everyone has a certain archetype. Now, based on that archetype, there are also 4 directions that you need to activate: 1 for success, 1 for your health, 1 for your relationships, and 1 for your wisdom. And that is staying with you from the moment you're born to the moment you pass on to another lifetime. And so this is your design. It's your law of attraction design. And once you know that, you can actually in every room find out where's your success. And definitely if you find your success, let's say for me it's Southwest, in the Southwest direction, I cannot put a garbage bin, right? Because then I'm throwing all the success in garbage. So there should be your logo, it should be your products, it should be your vision board, it should be books on success. What else do I have? I have my files there. I actually have an image of myself there because, hey, it's my success. I don't have to put your image there too. but in my relationship direction, right, that is west for me, and for you it will be something else. There, of course, is the law of, actually in my success direction, the law of attraction radio network as this logo
is
good. There.
Thank you.
And I put some gold on it. I have there my little image from the Law of Attraction Radio Network, the show. So, but you, okay, as a human being, are in my relationship direction because I want to be in a great relationship with you, right? So, so you are somewhere on my vision boards there. But it's really interesting because everything that is there at this moment has been influencing you for 33% of your results. And when you start finding out your direction and you take a little compass and stand in the center of the room of your office, for example, of your bedroom or your living room, like the 3 places where you stay the most, and you figure out what is there at this point, and you're like, oh my God, is that reflecting what I want? Okay, so you have like an image, and I was in somebody's home lately, and it was an image. And there was this painting in her success direction, and the painting was, the description of the painting said martyr.
Oh.
Yeah? So somebody who is feeling, you know, I'm a martyr. And somebody who is like, you know, oh, poor me, right? And I said, may I tell you, this is what is in your success direction. Do you say a lot, oh, poor me? And she said, oh, my God, I say that all the time. And I said, well, you have to start saying, oh, rich me, right? And I took this off, and she said, oh, my God, she could feel it right away in her senses. And I said, what is your success about? It's not being the victim, okay? She said, yeah, because I do feel the victim. Yeah, but, you know, are you the victim and then you put the image up, or you put the image up and you start feeling the victim? We don't know where it really is, but somehow there's a reflection. So if you look around you, you have to understand that everything that's around you is also in you. It affects subconsciously, your subconscious mind 24 hours a day. Now, I'm telling you, even if you're saying all the time, I want to be wealthy, I want to be great, I want to be doing this, all these wonderful things, your environment is telling you a different message nonstop, and it will win over your positive thinking.
Wow, good one. You know, I've got to tell everybody about last week's show. I was listening to you, and you were talking about this company or this office that was a software company, and when you walked into it to give them advice, you saw all of these beautiful naked women all over the walls. And I'm sorry, I thought it was hysterical, your answers and what you're trying to do. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard, but it was right on target.
Yeah, no, it was so interesting because I walked in there and I see all the hallway, it's all these nude women. So I thought I was in the wrong place. I thought I was in the escort service in Hollywood, right? Instead of being in a software company for movies. So it was so interesting. And you know, one of the things I asked the owner, who was a woman, I said, do you ever have the experience or the feeling that the men that are working in your company are kind of undressing you? She said, yes, I do. I always have that feeling. I didn't tell this on the radio show. And I said, I'm not surprised, right? I said, because you're telling them, undress me.
Oh, my goodness.
There were exactly 30 images of nude women all over her place because she loved that and said, that's great for your home, for your husband and you, right? But it's not great that your employees are undressing you.
Oh, that is great advice. Are you listening, listeners? This is fun. This is fun. And this is what I think. It's so wonderful with having Marie on the Law of Attraction Radio Network with her show. Everyone, no matter if you're a Hollywood star or a janitor, you have the opportunity to call in and talk directly to Marie, have her read your energy, and have your life turn around in seconds. It's so simple. All you have to do is call her. I do suggest going to mariediamond.com and getting your law of attraction number before you talk to her, because that just makes everything a little bit more clear and more that you can understand about it.
Right.
Marie's show airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, I think this is it, and 9 p.m. the UK time.
Thank you, Julie. Now, it's really a part of how the law of attraction needs to be fulfilled. And it's really a missing piece. It's a missing link. I know, you know, wonderful teachers of The Secret are talking, I have the missing link. But I have a missing link that is worth 33% of your results. So that's a big missing link, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've got a question that I've always wondered about. And I know many of the listeners have internet businesses or websites. Is there a way to feng shui the actual website to make it more productive, more abundant?
Yes. Now, the first thing, like I shared with you, you have to sit in a power position. But then the second important piece is that you need to, on your computer, so you're looking towards a direction that is good for you. And so the four directions that are connected with your law of attraction number are also telling if you face that direction as you're awake, right? You're looking towards that direction. Like my computer is facing northeast, and northeast is my wisdom direction. I see the door. It's the only way I can actually see the door and face the right direction for myself in this room. But it actually gives me inspiration all the time. So it's a very good place to teach for me. And as I'm facing that direction, your brain waves will actually go in what we call alpha brain wave. And if I would face, for example, for me personally, north or east, I would get into beta brain waves. That means I won't get so inspired and focused and perhaps even funny. So it's really part of the way you're facing all your chakra system align, your brain waves align to be really in connection with the universe. So that's an important piece. So even if you're sitting a certain way and you need to twist a little bit your computer left and right, most of us have laptops now or, you know, a flat screen, we can kind of change things around. You will see a big improvement in the response of what you're doing because you're sending it out without resistance. Every email, every tweet, every Facebook message, every phone call you're making, you're sending it out in the right connection with the universe. So there are four directions that make a perfect connection with the universe and four directions that are just getting a little buzz. That means it's like there's resistance and the universe is saying, I didn't hear you quite well. Can you repeat? Okay. And so if you're sitting in the right direction, the universe is saying, oh, that's your message. Here we go. And you're going to be online. And it was really interesting because I'm going to tell a little story about Jack Canfield. And I can tell it because he tells it publicly. He was actually sitting. He had redesigned his office. He was sitting towards the direction that was really not good for him with his back to the door. And things were not going that great in his business. He wanted to get a new book signed, a book deal, and he was just not going the right direction at that time. So I said to him, Jack, you're sitting with your back to the door in the wrong direction. Come on, we're putting your computer differently, your desk differently. And he was like, no, I don't want to do it. I said, how is life going right now? He's like, oh, not that great. I said, well, you want to improve it? Do what I'm saying. And he's like, okay, Marie, yeah. And so he changed things around. Within a month, he got a very good advance for royalties on his new book. And things started shifting completely. And he actually became, you know, well-known through The Secret and attracted that in his life. And his business went in a completely different direction. So because he was aligned again with who he really is as an archetype in the law of attraction, but also he's in the right flow, because law of attraction is about being in the right flow.
Very good. Very good. But now what about on the actual website?
Yep, that's what I've been doing, and I've been sharing that with a lot of people. So you have to think about, if you look at your screen or a paper and you hold the paper up, like vertically, right? Your screen is vertically. Then you have to understand that the south, if we would look at directions, it is said that the south is on top of the paper, like the highest up, and the bottom of your screen is north. That, okay, because sun, the south stands for the sun, so the sun comes from above, and the north stands for water, and the water is on the bottom. And so you have to think, south is on the is in the middle of your computer screen. The right upper hand, right upper corner is southwest. The right side of your website is west. The upper down right corner is northwest. The middle of your screen in the bottom is north. Left down is northeast. Then the left middle is east. And the upper corner on the left is southeast. Why is that important? Well, you will see, based on your law of attraction number, some people will have a combination of four directions that is southeast, east, north, and south. Then it's really important that their logo or their picture has to be in the upper right corner or even the middle of the screen, because it's southeast and south. That's a good area for them. Now, there are people that have a law of attraction number with a combination of directions, that is west, northwest, northeast, and southwest, they have to put their logo in the upper right corner or the middle of the right side. So if you go to mariedam.com, you'll see my picture is in the upper right corner. And so based on that, you can actually look at that. It's not just even a computer screen, even a business card, right? Even on the business cards, you have to think, you hold your business cards up vertically, straight up, right? The top is the south. So for some people, the picture will be better on the left side, and the others to be the picture better on the right side. And so there you can kind of play with looking at your little business card or your computer screen as where are the best energies. Like for me, west is my relationship direction, so you will see how you can connect with me on email, Facebook, LinkedIn, will be on the right side of my website. For you, Julie, it will be better to be on the left side of your computer screen, okay? Based on your energy. And your logo should be on the left side or even in the middle up can be there. So I don't know. We have to look at the Law of Attraction Radio Network if it is the right place. But this is how you can play with it. And, of course, then there are certain colors, you know, when you go to the law of number, you actually will then, you know, are able to receive a little free ebook with some indications on good colors to work with.
Wow, that's good information. I'm going to have to go and check out the new website. For more information on your feng shui, your law of attraction number, everything, and all the seminars that Marie offers, go to mariediamond.com. Marie, you also, on your website, and you've talked to me about this as well, there's something very, very special about 500 million people. Could you talk to us about that?
Yes. Well, you know, when I came out of my near-death experience at 15, that was a message I got from the other side, as we call it. It was like, you're here to enlighten more than 500 million people. So I was a teenage student at that time. I had no idea how to move forward on that one. But I figured out if I become a lawyer and then go into politics, because in my country, if you want to become a politician, you have to do law school. And I thought, like, you know, then I'll be able to perhaps, you know, work internationally as a politician and reach a lot of people. Now, I started doing that, but that was not the right direction. I became a lawyer, that's for sure, but I didn't get into politics. And so I had to figure out a different way. And after 5 years of being a lawyer, I actually started, having my own center of enlightenment and teaching people to meditate and using feng shui and using the law of attraction. And I always have every day the focus, I'm here to enlighten more than 500 million people. And I know it's one of the reasons why I am, that I attracted The Secret. The Secret, as being one of the 24 teachers featured in that movie, we have reached that amount of people through the books, through the people that have been watching the movie. And it's still going on and on and on. Still, you know, after 6 years, it's bigger than ever, I think. It's a classic, and it will perhaps go on for 30, 40, 50 years, perhaps hundreds of years. Because I had that big vision, even if I was, you know, a teacher from Belgium, just moved to America, not knowing anyone that was there, I was still attracted into this movie to share, you know, my way to enhance the law of attraction of people worldwide. So this is still who I am. And I know it's one of the reasons I attracted to be on the Law of Attraction Radio Network with you, Julie, and to do my weekly show, because this is a way how you can reach people in such a big amount, wisdom, sharing your heart and making sure that they are on the right track to really receive all the wisdom that they need to move forward.
Oh, gosh, you really are a blessing, not only to the network, but to this world. I can't thank you enough. Marie, I'd like to ask your opinion of this. You know, in this time of economic stress, can we simply move the furniture around to create more or a better flow of energy that's called money to come to us? Or is it really about our perception of the lack?
Well, that's what I've seen with my students from the last 20 years, is that when they align themselves, not just with their thoughts, feelings, and actions, but also with the spirit and God and the universe in a spiritual way, and they manifest the connection with the earth, with the environment, then their chance to be out of that collective illusion of crisis, because it's a collective illusion, because in the universe there is no crisis going on. There's only abundance, there's only wealth, there's only happiness. If we align ourselves, then we see we have so much more advantage to connect in with what's really possible in our life. And, you know, all the people that I meet, and I know I have a lot of billion, multi-million dollar clients in my personal consulting, I mean, they don't think about crisis. They really don't. They focus on the abundance of their talent, the abundance of their team, the abundance of what is still possible. And, of course, some things will fall away. Some things are not right anymore. But then perhaps you're going through that right now in your life, that your old profession or your old place where you're living or the old relationships are not aligned anymore with your soul purpose of happiness. And so before sometimes new things can come your way, old things will fall away. And you have to trust that it's okay when that happens. You know, I have been there. I have been in a place where I lost my job. I was homeless. I was bankrupt. I know how it feels. So, you know, you have to understand 95% of the people in the secret were at a certain point homeless, bankrupt, divorced, or, you know, completely out of any financial abundance. So we know how it feels. But we also know there's a different way out. And but if you are aligning yourself with all these aspects, then it's like things open up, the door opens up, opportunities come your way, and you will have more support by the universe. And you will feel more support by the people around you, or you will attract new people coming your way. So I don't believe in a collective crisis. I do believe in a collective transformation that is happening right now in 2012. And from now on in the coming years, for sure, that transformation energy is there. It is present. But it's a great thing. It is a great thing that we are able to shift our energy towards a more abundant and more happy life and a more spiritual experience. And I would say definitely hooray for that. But I do not believe in a crisis. I do believe that before we can transform, we experience personal crisis. Because that's sometimes the only way that we can wake up to see that our life as it was is not working anymore. So, and as we have a lot of people experiencing personal crises, we experience a collective crisis because there's massive, massive personal crisis going on. But I'm telling you, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I've been there and I'm out of that.
Wow.
And so will you. So will you.
That is phenomenal advice. So even though we may experience change in our individual lives, we shouldn't be afraid of it. We should, bottom line, trust that everything is working out if we can just let go and not stay stuck in that downturn.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I always suggest to people is like, okay, sometimes you cannot get yourself unstuck, right? Well, start by creating unstuckness in your home. Start cleaning out your closets, start cleaning out your bedroom, you know, your garage, your let go, simplify, you know, the density. Because we have built up, as consumers, we have built up so much stuff around these books. And I see the picture behind you, you know, that on Skype, a lot of books, right? But these books are energy, you know, the clothes are energy, the image energy. Simplify that energy. And I talked about that, you know, yesterday on the radio show. It's like, make things simpler. Don't have so much, because everything you have is an impression of energy, is like a little acupressure point on your mind. And so you cannot even experience space, and you cannot almost even receive new energy because you have so much stuff. So clear out, I know this is a lot, 25% of the things you have, give them away to Goodwill, give them to friends, sell them on eBay, you know, put them to the dump, whatever you want to do with it. But open up the space, because I'm telling you, there's this universal FedEx airplane that wants to drop the packages of wonderful new things on in your house. There's just not enough space for it right now. Okay? And if there's no space in your home, there's no space in your heart. So open up your space, open up your heart, and you will receive.
My goodness, I never stopped to realize that, you know, I should be getting rid of these books behind me, because I get books every single week. But, you know, really, it could be blocking me from receiving even more energy. And I also heard that you're supposed to clean out your refrigerator.
Yeah, well, that's purely on hygienically reasoned, I would say yes to that. But, no, it's really true. You know, especially in America and Canada, people have this, you know, they go to lunch and they have these doggy bags. Uh-huh. Thank God they don't have it in Europe. because we always take the leftovers. Now, if you take all the leftovers and your whole fridge, you open it up, it's all leftovers. Now, how will you feel inside of you? I'm a leftover, okay? Mm. So just, you know, make sure there's fresh fruit and fresh vegetables and, you know, wonderful things, and organize it well, because each time you open the fridge, it organizes your mind. So, you know, make sure you organize things, and, you know, even your closets is like so much stuff there, it falls out. I mean, this is too much. Your bookcase, and it's, I think your bookcase is behind you, is that correct, Julie?
Right, right, yeah. It is.
Well, think about whatever is behind you needs to be your support. So a lot of the books there, if these are people that are written that you say, oh, that's a great mentor, it's a great book, it, you know, that is information that can back me up, that can support my being and what I'm doing in the world, keep them there. Anything else that is not of support to you, get rid of it. Give it to someone else, you know, give it to a book sale, whatever. What is behind you needs to support you.
Very good. Good advice. Oh, I love this.
So you have cleaning to do.
Oh, yes, I do. And I have, every time I listen to your show, like I listened to it yesterday, I had a good change of my pictures out of my bedroom. I have, every time I get exercise after I listen to your show.
Well, that's really wonderful to hear. And I always like to make it very practical because, you know, if by changing your desk around, you can make your life work. If by taking some pictures off, you can have the romance you want. It's so easy to do. But the great thing is, as you're shifting something outside of you, you're also going to shift something inside of you. And to be honest, it's easier to take a picture away than to release a deep layer in yourself. But the deep layer in yourself will release also, because your focus outside that reflects what is inside of you has changed. So it's easier to do something outside of yourself because it's not so threatening as changing something within yourself.
Oh, Murray, that is so wonderful. So wonderful. I know my listeners have loved this show today. Thank you so much for taking the time in beautiful London and being on the show with me. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Julie. It was a delight to talk to you, as it always is. And I'm very excited to hear some of you on the Murray Diamond Show and to ask questions about anything you want in life, how to improve yourself. And, you know, if you allow me, I can tune in a little bit deeper in yourself and saying, this is what you need to do, and this is what I can see. And I kind of then teleport myself in your home and kind of, and in your heart, and kind of help you release what is making you stuck in your life.
So all people have to do is go to Law of Attraction Radio Network, find Marie Diamond's
show page,
and the times and everything are right there. You can call in and talk to her live. I highly recommend it because she's fabulous in every way. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Julie. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful summer.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com, and have a great week.